From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Federal officials told California Friday that Russians probed the state's election system for vulnerabilities before the 2016 election. That's raising new questions over a bill on Governor Jerry Brown's desk. As Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports, cybersecurity experts say the measure could weaken California's voting systems.
California relies on machines to tabulate the millions of ballots cast during an election, but counties also do a manual audit of 1% of precincts. A bill on Brown's desk clarifies the audits only have to include ballots cast on or before election night, not provisional or late-arriving vote-by-mail ballots. Election cybersecurity experts say that creates an opening malicious actors could exploit. Computer scientist David Jefferson chairs the Elections Transparency Group Verified Voting.
The 1% manual tally is intended to be an end-to-end check on the correctness of the tally. And you can't do that if you exclude a large fraction of all the ballots cast.
James Schwab of the California Secretary of State's office told lawmakers this month that many counties have always done their audits this way because waiting for all ballots to come in could take too long.
Counties could potentially be rushed to complete the tally, undermining its integrity and not being able to meet the 30-day deadline to complete it.
The measure is in response to a San Diego court case that counties say created ambiguity over how they're supposed to conduct the manual tally. Brown has 3 weeks to act on the bill. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
Well, following last week's deadly earthquake in Mexico, there's a renewed focus on earthquake warning and prediction systems in California. Jonathan Rundle is a professor of physics and geology at UC Davis and helped create a program called Seismic Nowcasting. The technology uses data on past tremors near select cities to predict the probability an earthquake could hit soon.
For Los Angeles, for a magnitude 6 earthquake within 100 kilometers radius, the score is about 80%. So they are quite high on this list of potentially hazardous areas.
Rundle says cities like Sacramento or San Francisco are close to 10% based on historical data. When it comes to implementing an earthquake warning system for an impending quake, he says things are a bit more complicated in California.
We live right on top of the active faults. So we're never likely to get more than a few tens of seconds of warning of significant shaking.
But Rundle argues the projected $50 million price tag for a warning system in the state is still worth it for the lives it could save, even if it's only 5 to 10 seconds. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.